USA Radio News.
A report from Michigan's Office of the Auditor General ties Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration to more COVID-19 deaths at long-term care facilities than previously reported. The report released on Monday identified 7,010 COVID-19 deaths linked to long-term care facilities between January 1, 2020 and July 2, 2021. That's 1,511 more deaths than what the state had previously reported. The Whitmer administration pushed back against the report's accuracy. Tudor Dixon, who is a Republican running to unseat Governor Whitmer in November, said Whitmer is worse than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, the flu, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. The company said the combo vaccine will allow protection without having to obtain multiple jabs. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The rabbi of a Texas synagogue where a terrorist took hostages Saturday during live stream services described the escape after an hours-long standoff. The rabbi spoke to CBS Mornings.
Two gentlemen who were still with me, they were ready to go. The exit wasn't too far away. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired.
Authorities said the terrorist was killed Saturday night after the last hostages ran out of Congregation Beth Israel. Despite attacks from people in her own party over her continued support of the filibuster, some Arizona residents told Fox News Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is doing a good job representing them.
I'm just pleased that she's not going along with her Democratic Party.
I hear some of the choices that she's making. Boy, do we need a small amount of people to make some new decisions for us.
VP Kamala Harris said she's not going to absolve any senator who doesn't take action on passing voting rights legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number six. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
China is nixing public tickets to the Olympic Games, and athletes are being instructed to buy burner phones.
China says it won't sell tickets to the general public for the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics due to COVID-19. The organizing committee announcing the tickets will instead be distributed by authorities. The opening ceremony is set to take place on February 4th. This as athletes from the United States are being told to only use burner cell phones when in China participating in the games. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group. He explains why on CNN.
There's just an enormous presumption of surveillance on the part of the state of any electronic device you bring in, your laptop as well. Every business executive I know that travels to China brings in a burner phone. They're not taking their regular electronic equipment. The American government has been advising that for years. It's making headlines now because it's a much larger number of athletes that have never probably experienced it, most of them in their lives before. But it's not in any way surprising. It's a precautionary measure, and it's a pretty smart thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Michigan Democrat Party blasted the idea that parents should have a voice in what public schools teach, saying a Facebook post over the weekend that public education teaches kids what society needs them to know. The post faced backlash and was taken down Monday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.